Romans 12:9-21, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore if thine enemy hunger, feed him, if he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I used to read the Bible and be regular in my daily prayers. This is how I grew up during my adolescence. I had no confusion as to how I should create my value propositions and how to orient my thinking. Well, I see more of that in me as I see my struggling nephew and the way he is pathetically unlike me because of what is happening in my life and for the reason that we are forced to face it. When I was in Australia, the idea my mother had for making me carry the Tamil Bible was that I should not lose touch with my mother tongue and that I would have something to read daily in Tamil. But it so happened that when they started torturing me, I was in need of the English Bible and could not find reading the Tamil Bible as appealing as it was when I was reading during happy times. I could not purchase another English Bible and there was no access to mobile or such facilities in those days. I was not into wasting money on technology unless it was long-lasting, and I do not need to have that racialistic mindset, just because they are Caucasians, to refrain from sharing when they really cared for me and wanted me to be more independent. When I read the verse of the day today, I thought of all these and how the Lord tells us through his pastors, as it is in Revelation, establishing that he knows the thoughts and intentions of you and me, even when you are not in God, that he wanted his people to stay close with him and asked all of us to depend more on the Bible and read his word than on humans. And, I remember my grandparents always telling us that when we read the Bible, we read not one single verse, making a whole sense of it but holistically that we understand the essence of the word of God and are not misled. This is why I think that these 11 verses in Romans should be read together to be understood. The Lord asks us to share true love that does not hurt by being intentional and expecting, hate the ways that are evil and have wicked dispositions such that they are separated from those that are good, share brotherly love by standing up for each other so that we all get to walk in the way of the Lord, and when we do something that we do sincerely such that our work is dedicated to the glory of the Lord who enabled us and his Spirit that baptizes us. Be pleased that we are following Jesus. Our joy should be because of the hope we have that the Lord will deliver us from evil, remain patient in trying times, and keep praying that we are helped by strengthening our prayers and our submission to the Lord for his greater and better plans for us, showcasing our obedience to his will, but not for the joy of the devil by accepting its persecution in submission. While I am not very sure about what is distributing to the necessity of saints, which could be about meeting the needs of those who are in need, the Lord asks us to share empathy and compassion as brothers who will weep and rejoice with us. Then the Lord asks us to bless those who persecute us but not curse. Well, this is something that I should think about because it is not accepting or asking for persecution to demonstrate our faith that we have every right to keep trying to overcome, and there is nothing wrong with grumbling. But the Lord expects that we curse not those who harm us, which I think is better explained in the latter few verses as to what the Lord means by blessing those who persecute us and are working against the Lord. They are doing wicked things, and there is no doubt, for the Lord did say that Judas was not born to betray the Son of God. During trying times and when we are persecuted, we need not retaliate their evil with the same evil and get indulged in rioting but resort to legal disposition, making the system work even if that is taking ages and our time and we are turned down. This is what the Lord means by overcoming evil with good and not allowing their provocation, which is evil, to overcome within us. We are conquered and possessed by their evil. As suppressing anger, annoyance, or pain is oppression, by accepting the name of Jesus, we are destroying ourselves by giving in to those who are doing wicked against us. So, the Lord does not stop us from getting angry and annoyed, for they are human emotions, but only teaches us the way to manage our anger emotions so that we can recline on Him and tell Him our annoyance and that the Lord will take vengeance for doing that which is good. But this does not mean that we turn our faces away from the Lord for not taking vengeance. For example, I am not having prosperity or anything in my life, a balanced diet and lifestyle that will put my fitness back and allow me to do all that I can do and live well rather than gasping most of the time in their persecution, or a married life and begot my children but those who persecute me are having all the money, fun, and life and have begotten children and are flourishing well, yet they are not happy for their ways are of the devil that they want to know more of my life and spoil it. More for there is peace, joy, and hope in my life. Thus, we should know how the Lord has taken His vengeance on those who cause wrath in us, and when we recline on Him, we should keep trusting that our conditions will get better with the glory of the Lord established and that we will flourish like King Solomon.